in today's very short gospel, there is a lot of action. We see the shepherds going in haste, running to Bethlehem. They then see Jesus with Mary and Joseph. Then they share what they have seen and heard from the angels. Then they return, we can imagine in haste as well, glorifying God. Then 8 days later, Jesus is circumcised and receives his name. So really, a lot going on in such a short passage. And precisely because of that, it is very significant that amid so much external action, so many things and extraordinary things visible going on, the gospel at some point makes a transition. And Luke, who's telling this story in great detail, tells us about Mary, but interestingly, not about what Mary was doing in a visible way, and like everything else, not about what Mary said or how she was moving, any gesture, nothing of that kind. Luke, for some reason, tells us about what was happening in Mary's heart. He takes us to the heart of our mother. And this is, when we think about it, a surprising choice for someone who's telling so many spectacular things, so many things that visibly are really impressive. Amid all that external action, for a reason, Luke, who's so careful in what he tells us in the gospel, thought that it was extremely important to actually tell us about what was happening inside of the heart of Mary. Why? And even how? How did Luke know not only what the shepherds were saying, what some people heard or saw, but how did he know what was going on inside of Mary? We can imagine, and with good reason, that maybe our mother herself told Luke something about this. Or maybe Luke heard or noticed something about this when Mary was sharing or someone else. We don't know exactly, but what we do know is that amid all the external action, all the impressive things, then Mary kept all these things reflecting on them in her heart. Mary kept. This verb means to keep, but to keep close, to keep safe, intact. And so it means to preserve, and to preserve with care, with attention, to treasure. When so many things were going on, Mary was doing one thing, treasuring. What? And the gospel tells us all these things. Again, the details are important. All these things. Not only the nice and rewarding ones, not only those that were perfectly understandable for Mary, but all these things. She knew that it was important to intentionally preserve everything. Certainly, we can know that Mary understood a lot of the things that were happening. Mary knew the prophecy. She knew of that virgin that will conceive and bear a son. She knew of the sprout of Jesse. She knew of the promise to Bethlehem. But at the same time, there were a number of things that very probably were very hard to understand. The rejection of so many, not even just to her, but to the Messiah. The poverty, the precarious conditions in which the Son of God was born. Mary knew that she had to preserve all of those things. Why? And then the gospel tells us to reflect on them. To reflect, which means also to consider, to be intentional, to ponder. It is a great blessing that as we begin a new year, the Lord takes us to Mary, but particularly to Mary's heart, to the heart of the Mother of God. To that, as someone described, to her careful, watchful heart where she weighed these secret things. Now, for us, there is a lot that we need to ponder. There is a lot that we need to ponder from the year that just finished. And when we start pondering about this year, about 2020, there are a lot of negative things that come to our mind right away, and understandably. But what are the blessings of this past year? How was God present in our lives? Because He was present. Can we identify, can we tell, can we reflect, treasure, and ponder the good, beautiful things that the Lord has done in us? And even within the negative things that are real, what are the important lessons that we have learned, or perhaps that we still have to learn from all of that? Because God has been present. It is very important that amid so much going on, we do what Mary did. These two verbs, to treasure and to ponder. And this, by the way, does not mean, okay, I'm going to go and read another article about this or that. This means that we need to pray, that we need to reflect, that we need to treasure, that we need to ponder in prayer, bringing those experiences and those memories of this past year into our prayer. And so, when we treasure and when we reflect, we do this in God's presence. And therefore, there is a very important consequence and a very important difference on the way that so many people talk about everything that's going on, even Catholics, even famous people. The difference is that when we treasure and ponder in prayer, then we do so with peace and not with an always loaded judgment of this or that person, not with that unhealthy edge that many times, sadly, marks our way of thinking about what's going on, but with peace and with great charity. We need an effort, an intentional choice, just as Mary. We need patience and perseverance to ponder, because we cannot always fully make sense of what's happening. And some of the most important lessons need time to unfold. So as we begin this new year, and as we honor Mary today as a Mother of God, let us go to her and to her heart. Hopefully today we can spend some time in prayer, and prayer to her and with her, personally and as a family, and do what she did. Treasure, keep carefully, preserve all the experiences, again, the joyful and the painful ones, so that we can consider God's presence in them, so that we can ponder, so that we can rejoice, because God is faithful. And if we do this, following her example, but especially if we do this with her, then she will certainly help us to find that peace that we need to begin well this new year.